You're listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 100. Welcome to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 100. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Rock Off podcast focuses on the GRT and wrecking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. This is a really exciting episode for me because it's episode number 100. It's the episode that's pushing the podcast into triple digits, and I'm really excited about that. When I started this almost 2 years ago, I was trying to string one episode together after another. I never really thought ahead to 100 episodes, and now that we're here, it is just kind of crazy. I went back and forth on which episode should be the one that becomes episode number 100, because it feels like it's kind of a big thing to me, going from two digits to three digits. I remember when GORC had their huge class 1000, when they went from the triple digits to quadruple digits. So it's just one of those numbers that's exciting to hit. I've got two episodes recorded that I could have used. The first one, Kadri, Danny Stokes, and myself hung out in Seattle. We had a really good time. He interviewed me about GORC events, and then we got into my life outside of rucking, and it's a pretty fun episode. The second option was a GRT reunion year 5 recap with Bomber Bash. If you've seen the title of this podcast episode, you know which one I went with. It's that GRT reunion year 5 recap. And I chose that one specifically for a couple reasons. But most importantly, the GRT reunion, it's an event that's about bringing the community together and looking back at the last 99 episodes. None of those would have been possible without all of the incredible support from the GRT community. Without the community, this podcast would absolutely not be where it is right now. 100 episodes in, and only 4 or maybe 5 of them have been solo episodes. That means 95, 96 interviews. That many times people felt that coming on the podcast and talking about rucking, talking about their experiences was worth their time and effort. And that's both humbling and really exciting. The community making this podcast what it is definitely extends past the guests that are on it. If it wasn't for people listening to the podcast, sharing it, providing feedback, then no one would want to come on, and it definitely wouldn't have turned out the way it did. So thank you for downloading this episode. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you so much for all of the support. As I mentioned, this episode is about the GRT Reunion 5-year event. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it down there. If you've listened to the last couple episodes, then you probably know that my son had open heart surgery. The surgery went phenomenal. The recovery has been a bear, and we're still experiencing some of the recovery issues at home, even now, weeks later. I know my wife was really thankful that I didn't leave for a couple days, and I am equally thankful that she didn't find an event to go to and leave for a couple days as well. There's no scheduled surgeries for next year, so hopefully I can make it out to GRT Reunion year 6. But that's a year away. Year 5 is the event that just happened, and that's the one that we're going to be talking about right here with Bomber Bash. Thank you so much again for all the incredible support, for helping get this podcast to episode 100. And here's the interview with Bomber Bash.
The reunion was awesome. That's my favorite. That is by far my favorite event of the year.
So were you excited when Jason told you that you got a planned reunion, or how did it actually... How did that work? Did you tell Jason that you're planning reunion this year, or did he tell you?
No, they told me.
They told you?
Well, and plus I kind of am like, hey, that's my bag right there. Like when at one point when there was, you know, all the GRTs were here and everyone's running around and I'm like grabbing beer and doing everything. I walk by Jason. He's like, Bomber, you are in your element. And I was like, man, I love being around the community. And this weekend is one of the best opportunities to be around a ton of them. And so it's like, I mean, to me, this is like a GORC holiday. Like I'll see people post like, you know, hey, this is my, you know, third year, fourth year, fifth year anniversary of doing an event, which is cool and all. But to me, the big holiday is when we do the reunion.
That makes a lot of sense.
And if you want, I'll give you a, this is kind of how things played out over the weekend. We had a few people that come in Thursday evening, and I declined to go out. I go, I'm going to rest up. Friday morning, we met here at GoRec HQ at 07. We had about 50 people. Man, it was raining pretty good, but everyone was still in good spirits. We rucked down to the mini bar donuts, and we bought the donuts, and everyone else bought their coffee. A few people had beer on tap with their donuts, but that was a lot of fun. Everyone kind of went their way, cleaned up. Lee and Kit and Nick and myself went to Graffiti Junction, a little hamburger joint down the road. Went there and met with the GRTs, had lunch with them, had a couple of beers, rested up again, and then we did the Ruck Club Leaders Ruck. I think there's around 40 people. Tokyo Ruck Club showed up, the Greens showed up to that. And Jason, Kit, and Lee did that while I stayed back at HQ and kind of greeted people that were still coming in. He took them and just gave them like basic, like how to make your Ruck Club better. And also the most important thing of that was the Ruck Clubs being able to share information with each other and being able to like as a group talk about what works for them and doesn't work for them. And we've got one of those we're working on planned for the DC area, and we'll do several of those Ruck Club leader Rucks across the states. So then that night, everyone kind of, you know, laid a little bit low because that ended, I think, around 1800. And then later on, you know, it's old school start time. So a couple of hours from then, the reunion starts, the Tough, at 01 Saturday morning. We got here about 11. I probably got here around 11:30, and there were already like hundreds, you know, lined out in front. You know, everyone was ready to do it. So they took them pretty quick after they got, you know, all the admin portion done, got everyone lined up. And man, it was really cool. I'm usually in the mix of that, but seeing this many people, around 200 people, they were as long as a city block, and they were stacked four deep. So it was pretty cool watching them move them down. Went down to fourth, went down by the pier, and just thrashed them in the surf, had a fun welcome party. You had Jason, JC was the lead cadre. I was stoked you had Jason, three Marines. So JC was the lead cadre. You had Dustin, and then he brought back cadre Bo, who is like a national treasure. So did the Tunnel of Love, which took up, it was a whole football field and then been around some. It's the largest one, as far as I'm concerned, in the history of GoRec. So they did that, did a service action, cleaning some police cars, washing them. They were split up into two teams, did some other stuff. Come back to HQ, I got patched. We had a little memorial set up for Cadre Josh that was really cool for people to see. Then we had tacos. So ate tacos, had a lot of beer. Everyone went, kind of napped, cleaned up. And then that night we met at Blind Rabbit's, a local little pub, one of my favorites, has great food. The guys from down home, like Mississippi, Louisiana area, where I'm from, so it's like Delta-style food. So there was, I think I counted 63 people that showed up to that. And then we went to another bar and another bar and eventually shut them down. Then the next day we get up and we have the scavenger, which was pretty cool. My part of it was to find me at a bar. And I kind of tricked people with a photo that I used. There's another bar called Hot Tingers that has a really cool jackalope, one of the rabbits with the antlers on it. And almost everyone thought that they saw that at Blind Rabbit, but they were wrong. So it was good to kind of trick them. And then had that done, went for some more drinks and stuff, and then kind of, you know, rested up. And then Monday, I met a couple of GRTs we had some breakfast and they rolled out, and then I took Monday off and then went back in the grind again. And so Jason kind of left the option on the page for people to choose back in Jacksonville or someplace else next year. And I do enjoy traveling. Like so far I've gone to San Diego, Austin, and then New Orleans. And I did the New Orleans one and Austin and skipped San Diego and then skipped and covered this one. But I'm cool either way. I'm cool to travel, but I'm also cool to have it here as well, because it's kind of cool doing it on our home turf.
Yeah, I remember Jason last time he was on the podcast was talking about just how much support you have back at HQ. I mean, you have the buildings, you have, you know, the location, you know, the bars, you know, the spots to go. So you have a lot more control over these bigger events.
And we have such a good relationship with the police and fire department here. Like, as we came back from, I followed in my Jeep, and that's how I was like, man, this is a huge amount of GRTs. But we had a police escort, and we walked down Beach, the main street, all the way to HQ, which was really cool with the flags and everyone going. It was awesome for them to do that for us. There's a lot of benefits to doing it on our home turf.
A lot of people have to travel, so you might as well travel somewhere where everyone wants to go, right? GRK headquarters?
That's right. Yeah, and we're four blocks from the beach. Most everyone stayed over here. And, I mean, it's still cool enough up in the north where there are a lot of people, but it's still like they're wearing jackets up there. And they come down here and they were like, oh, man, we got the beach. We got good weather. You know, GRK's kind of located in the area where there's a lot of bars. There's a lot of microbreweries. And Jack's Beach, one thing I like about it, it's still very down home or very small town like. So when you get here, everyone's friendly, everyone's nice. People say, how are you doing? It's got a really small town vibe to it. And that's one of my favorite things about this whole area. And then most everyone knows about GRK because they see us, the Ruck Club, rucking all the time. And then when we have events here, so everyone's, you know, very friendly to people. And there were a ton of the GRTs that were giving me feedback like, oh, we went to this place. I'm like, oh, y'all are with GRK. Oh, you do GRK. So it's cool to have that relationship here when we do events.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing CSR and SCARS is both pushing for us to share is, you know, everyone was in salt water down here in water, but they want to make sure that everyone, you know, much like when I was in the Marine Corps, Jason and SF, you take care and you clean your gear. For after an event, when your ruck is dirty and filthy, make sure you use lots of fresh water, a scrub brush, clean the zippers, take care of your gear. It'll ensure that it lasts longer. And then also, man, like if you're sending your ruck in for a pair, do not send a dirty ruck. And not only do they not want anything that like smells horrible or is filthy, but those sewing machines are really, really expensive. And when they sew those and take apart, that fine sand and dirt gets in those machines and it causes problems with them. So clean your rucks, take care of your gear, not just for being in salt water, but any kind of water. And also when it gets nasty, and man, no one wants a smelly rug. So we're pushing that every time we talk. So they actually had a cleaning station set up with a freshwater water hose. So Jason, them, their direction afterwards was like, hey, wash the salt water off your ruck, wash it off your 91, wash off you, make sure that you do, you know, do some gear maintenance and keep it clean and serviceable.
Perfect. And of course you want to, you know, clean all your stuff, but I didn't even think about the sewing equipment. I just assumed that cleaning it was just a nice thing to do so that the SCARS text didn't have your sweaty, smelly, dirty, grimy bag, but I didn't even think about the potential damage.
Yeah, when they mentioned that too, like, you know, I was like, oh, no one wants a dirty ruck. And they're like, no, it's not just like that. They go, that, or not just that. When we, you know, we're sewing or repairing or taking these apart, that dirt and sand gets everywhere and they don't want to jam it up their machines. So I know they got a lot of money in those. They won't let me touch them. I like going over there every once in a while and try to take a selfie like I'm sewing. And they're like, no, don't touch them. So very protective over their machines at SCARS. So, but it's a cool spot to go in and visit too. If anyone's here, SCARS is open. Like, I think it's usually 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You can go over there, drop off your ruck, look at what all they do, look at all the, you know, all the repair stuff they're doing. It's cool to visit with them and they can, you know, do modifications, stuff like that, get you ready for your next event. So we had a ton of GRTs here. A couple of them left theirs in my care, where they washed them out and were like, hey, will you turn this in when you go back to work? So I had maybe 3 or 4, some that had some mods to them, and the other ones were ones that, you know, need a little bit of love.
Perfect. And that was really cool that you guys had that. I saw it on the announcement that went out that SCARS was open. You can drop off your gear for repairs, customizations, and your gear gets added to the queue and shipped out when it's done. I thought that was a really cool thing to include.
It was cool too. And we had, of course, Tokyo, the Rut Club from Japan. We had people from Canada. We had a gentleman from Switzerland. I'll see him at the Ton Tavern event later this year. And then people from all over the States. But it was cool to have so many people who are just not GRTs from the States, but GRTs that came, you know, flew internationally to come here to Jack's Beach to do the reunion. That was another thing that was super, super cool. And then we also, man, I don't know if you know Olaf, he came down to Shadow. And Olaf's claim to fame, he's from the New York area, super cool, is he's done selection twice, finished selection twice. So it was cool. I hadn't seen him, I think, in about a year and a half or so. So it was awesome to hang with him and have him shadowing. And also, he's so low key, nobody knew who he was. So it was kind of cool to have him watching.
He's so low key. The last time, I mean, it's been ages since I've seen him. I hung out with him down in Texas.
Heck yeah.
We were down there to do an event. And yeah, that guy, he is such a nice guy. He's done so many things, like the triathlon stuff he's done, all the endurance stuff he's done, just amazing. And he just, you know, says it like it's nothing. He doesn't, super humble.
Yeah, he's so humble, so nice. I mean, he got hit by a car and was, was in pretty bad shape. And that's what everyone was asking that kind of knew who he was like, hey, how are you doing? How's the recovery? And he's like, man, I'm back to deadlifting 300 pounds. And I'm like, good Lord, man. I'm like, when him and his wife have a baby, that'll be the beginning of the X-Men.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So when Jason told you that you had to plan the entire 2019 GRT reunion weekend, was that something that you were super excited about, or were you a little daunted by the task of impressing hundreds of GRT coming in?
I get super excited about it. But one thing that we have up here is we have a great team that has lots of help. Lee Aaron and CSR, Lee Aaron did all the planning and structure of how things roll out. Me and Cadre JC would get with her, give us the timelines. She built that up and she handled, like, we're going to order this food. This is how much food we're going to get. This is who we're going to work the PX shifts and all that. On the event side, we had Bianca and the Cadre handling with, you know, GRTs and the other staff here, getting things ready, moving their desks, getting the area ready for, you know, 200 plus people, you know, shadows included, coming down here. So it's very much a team effort. And my part, I like to say, like, I'm the welcome committee for GRTs when they come. I'm like, go hang out with them, have dinner with them, live feed the event. Just, it's like, to me, it's most definitely like a family reunion, because I just get to hang out with people that I care about. And then the benefit also is like meeting people and adding new people to our family. So there's a lot of people. I was surprised at how many people were there that this was their first Go Ruck event. And I mean, we had some cool local representation. We had two people that have started are working for Go Ruck in the last month, and both of them did their first TUF. And I think we had eight people from HQ that completed it. And both of the young ladies that were new, they just, like, one had been here less than a week, one maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and both of them signed up, jumped in, and did it. Lee Aaron, all of her team on customer service did it and completed it, except for one that had some responsibilities with her schooling and stuff and couldn't make it. So it was cool. Lee and Kit did it. You know, had a couple other people that jumped up in there. Sandra, and finance did it. And it was cool to see them. Dale from marketing did it. So it was awesome to have them doing that and interacting with the community as well. So it was super cool. Man, there was a ton of shadows as well of people that come down for support or just to hang out. So, but the whole, as far as tasking it out, it's really very much a team effort. And there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, like even scheduling when we have the PX open, scheduling for scars, having extra people there. Just the cleanup, making sure that there's enough beer, making sure that there's, trash getting emptied, food's getting scheduled, the whole schedule of the weekend. It's a lot of effort by a lot of people at Go Ruck HQ that come together to make this happen.
And I guess that's another benefit of having the event at headquarters instead of taking it on the road, is that you get that extra support from people who work there. And then those people also get to participate in the event because it's right in their backyard. So GRT get to do the event, carry the log with the CSR rep that they were talking to the week before.
Oh, yeah. And when we travel to events, it's a much smaller team that is able to go and participate or to work as support. It's usually like Nick and I are always there, the cadre, and maybe one or two people from marketing that are working the event as well. And then that's about it. And it's also logistically, man, it's hard to find an Airbnb or a place where you can have, 150, 200 people hanging out and eating barbecue and stuff. So there's some difficulties there in just logistics and, it being in a town to where are you going to meet? Where are you going to get beer? Luckily for me, like, I know the San Diego area well. I used to go down there when I was in the Marine Corps. And it's an easy place to navigate. You knew a cool bar to go hang out, or a couple of them. Same thing with Austin. My daughter and son-in-law live down there, so we knew the places like the Zilka Brewing to go there, and that whole strip in that area has some great place to go. And then New Orleans, is down home. You just make it to the French Quarter and then try to make it back home. That's the rule there. So having it here to me, I'd love to do it in New Orleans again, but there is a huge benefit for us to having it here in Jack's Beach as well. And I think the GRTs get more bang for their buck when we do it on our home turf as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, you can definitely see it just listening to and reading through the whole itinerary for the weekend. I mean, it was like a full weekend plus Friday, and for some people even Monday type of deal.
Oh, for sure.
And if you're traveling for something, if you're doing this somewhere else, then most likely a lot of the GRT team has flights out Sunday night, so you don't get that Sunday night hangout or Monday.
Yeah. There, like, even in San Diego, we left out, and I think we all got here like at 06, had a red eye flight, it was like 06 in the morning, and Monday, and you're just like wiped out. In Austin, I was fortunate enough that I stayed a couple of days extra and hung with my daughter and son-in-law. So I had a little downtime to kind of, relax and hang with them and doing that. But for the most part, when we fly, yeah, it's, for us, it's a roundabout trip. But there were a lot of the GRTs that come either, a lot come Friday, and then there was a ton that stayed, through Monday morning, or they flew out late, or flew out late Sunday afternoon. So, and then just like having, I mean, you see so many GORUCK shirts, tack hats, GORUCK rucks. It's like a takeover every time there's a reunion, which is pretty cool to me.
Yeah, it's gotta be a ton of fun to see. One of the things that you mentioned that wasn't on the itinerary that you sent out that sounded really interesting, you said that GORUCK might be bringing it around the country, was the Ruck Club Leaders Ruck. So where did the idea for that come from?
That's kind of like Ruck University we used to have back in the day. This is kind of a form of that, but it's more based on the Ruck Club leaders learning the skill set from Jason and the other cadre of how to, the Special Forces way of building their Ruck Club, of getting people to come and ruck, them, and also them rucking together and just sharing ideas with other Ruck Clubs. So DC is probably going to be one of the first ones. This is still in the planning stages, but we want to do them regionally. So there would be one on the West Coast, one in the Central South, one up, say in the Cleveland, Detroit area, where people can come within, a day's drive of where their club is to, make it to this. It was really cool. I caught the end of it. I think they did about 3 miles, did some light PT with sandbags, a little round robin with that, and then come back and basically had a round table discussion sharing stuff. So we're really focused on our ruck clubs growing and people getting more people rucking and just empowering and giving as much information and learning from the ruck clubs and then learning from the cadre and us up here has been really cool. We got a lot of great feedback from the ruck club leaders after that they just really enjoyed hanging out together and being able to do something. And then they got a really cool patch that was special too. So, and yeah, we love patches at GORUCK.
So how many people did you mention made it out for that?
For that one, it was around 40 people, I believe.
That is a lot of Ruck Club leaders to be down there at headquarters for reunion.
I was blown away because at first they were realistically, how many do you think are coming? And, you know, I knew some of them that had signed up. I could go down the list and, you know some of the people that are Ruck Club leaders or whatever. And when we got more and more signups, I was like, holy crap, we're getting a bunch of folks here. So I had Ann Mincheski from New Orleans was there. There was a couple that I was just like, okay, I know them. They're down home folks. Heather Williams participated with the Travis Mannion Foundation. Lloyd Halgreen was down from the Minnesota Ruck Club. So there was a lot of people that like made the extra effort to come down a day early and do like a super light go ruck event a couple of hours before they did the tough, which was pretty cool. And they had pizza and beer afterwards. So some of them got the carb up a little bit before the event too.
That's wonderful. Pizza is one of the things that I try to never eat before events. That and B+ events did not go well.
Man, they joke with me or whatever. I always bring some snacks with me. Got little certain things that I do, but I like to go into the event a little bit hungry. But I've also, 10 minutes before an event, I've also been known to drink a beer and regretting that or whatever. I've been like, ugh, why did I do that? But I prefer to be a little bit hungry when I go into the event as opposed to being full. So I probably, if I was going to do the event this year, I probably would have not ate pizza that soon before the event. I just had to eat lunch and a good healthy lunch and that would be it.
Yeah, I remember those. I mean, I haven't done a 1 a.m. start time in a while, but what I used to do would be a nice dinner, but an early dinner so that it's gone a little bit before that thing starts.
That's what my first events had a 0-1 start time, and that's what I would do. I'd try to do like Chick-fil-A and chicken sandwich and some of those waffle fries for lunch and or a baked chicken or something like that, something kind of light. And then we eat that and then kind of go in and like, okay, I'll snack during. It's always good to be right. But I've also seen people like, oh, I ate a burger before I did this. I was like, how did you do that?
Oh, yeah. We had that happen down in Seattle for an event. There's a guy who came in, just a ton of Taco Bell or something. And he ended up just getting the worst cramps ever. He couldn't move for a solid 10 minutes. It was crazy, and Kadri gave him a really hard time for eating bags of Taco Bell half an hour before the event started.
Yes. I do love it because there's a lot of people still that don't really... I mean, you can... Like, back in the day, you couldn't find any information about Go Ruck, but now you can find, training. There's 10 different ways to train. You can almost watch a whole, event. You can watch selection live, all that stuff. And there's still people that come up there that don't know what they're doing. And are like, thinking, hey, we're just walking around with a pack around town. So I've been to a couple of those where it's kind of funny, especially during the welcome party.
Yeah. And I don't know. I always think, because whenever I'm doing something, the first thing I do is I throw it in Google or throw it wherever and try and figure out what it's going to be. Because I don't like going into things, knowing nothing about it. But I sometimes wonder how these people live their lives where they can show up to a Go Ruck event and have done zero research.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen people show up to events without weight. I mean, you name it, people have come without it. No backpack.
It was pretty funny. There was one of the events in Shreveport. It was one of the few times that we had ice on the ground, which never happens. And Matt Stoltz was the cadre. And there was a crew from one of the B-52s at Barksdale Air Force Base there that they didn't tell their navigator what the event was about. So he shows up with an Alice pack full of light. They said, hey, we're just going to walk around, go to tour the city and drink beer. So his weight in his Alice pack was a 24 pack of beer. So it was just hilarious. They're all laughing and he's like, what's going on? And his pack during one of the movements got dropped. And then there was a couple of beer that were spewing out. So he goes to reach in to pull those beer out. And Matt's like, oh, no. Just let those be. You brought the beer and you're going to wear it. So and it was pretty cool towards the end of the event. This is back in the day. They might have sampled a couple of them right towards the index. But he did great, man, and he had a good time. But at first he was really upset with them that that they told him, hey, just bring beer as your weight and we're just going to walk around and have a few beers.
Those are friends.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So how smoothly did the weekend run?
Fantastic. It was like we've got it where it runs. The only thing that we had is the food was a tiny bit late. We ended a little bit early. So it was like an hour late to get the chow after the event. Other than that, and everyone just destroyed the tacos. But it ran smoothly. I can't say enough good about like the CSR team and the event side of the team. And then like JC did a fantastic job with organization, with working with local police department, moving everyone around. And Jason, Dustin, and Bo did fantastic. It was really cool to me to have three Marines there and Jason and man, and also how they carried a Ranger flag to honor Cadre Josh, who for folks that don't know is one of our cadre that we lost a little while ago that had a pancreatic cancer. So carried a flag for him, had some photos up, had a little ruck and some boots on display to honor him. And it was really, really cool to do that. And like basically, because I mean, I know Josh, and Josh wouldn't want anyone like being sad. So this was a party this weekend kind of honoring him. And, you know, a few people talking about stories, wearing his shirts, wearing the patch or whatever. So that part of it was pretty cool. But it went from everything, from the donut ruck, the scavenger, the reunion, the bar hopping, the leader ruck, everything went just seamlessly. It was great. The weekend flowed well and I had a great time. And that's why I encourage anyone who's listening that hasn't done a reunion to, if you're going to do an event to travel to, most definitely come to the reunion. It's awesome.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. And do you know when the next reunion, that'll be reunion year 6, will be posted on the website?
Probably within the next couple of months.
And do you know one way or the other if it's going to be Jacksonville or travel somewhere else?
That's to be decided. I don't even know. I'm torn because I've been pushing New Orleans again heavy. And Jason asked me, he's like, New Orleans or here, Bomber? And I'm kind of like, man, that's hard because I had such a great time this time. Just doing it here was fantastic. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to figure out how to decide where, because ultimately that's his decision. And before, like, I've really pushed for New Orleans that one year before I worked here. Was like, we've got to do it in New Orleans. We've got to do it in New Orleans. But I would love to go back there eventually, but I also see the benefits of us keeping it here.
Yeah. I mean, just the synergy, I guess, with everything going on, just having scars there, people can come by. I mean, not only just to drop off gear and stuff, but just to see how everything works, see the company they're supporting and see the company that, you know, we're on a podcast about GoRuck. So.
Yeah. And just having an area that's ours that we control is great. And down here at the beachfront, there's a ton of, hotels to stay at. There's a ton of condos to rent. There's a ton of Airbnb. There's a plethora of places. And, you know, we're on a little island here. There's, you know, you're no more than 3 miles, 4 miles away from the beach at any time here, which is really cool. And that part of it is awesome. And the weather usually this time of year is pretty, you know, we thought we were going to get some, you know, rain and thunderstorms, which you get this summertime. You'll get afternoon ones here, but stayed rain-free the whole weekend. The weather was absolutely gorgeous.
And you can act as tour guides out of Jax, yes. Right? I mean, everyone who works at GoRuck has a favorite restaurant, a favorite bar, I'd imagine.
Yeah, in the email they sent out, they had a list of all the local spots that are favorites and why. Like, Jason has a couple he goes to. Emily does. There's some other spot, like the Blind Rabbit Cafe. That's my, you know, Thursday nights. Usually I'm in there. They have $3 pints of Stella. Get me a little food. You know, head back to the house with the dogs. And it's really cool. And everything, most of the places people stay are within walking distance of HQ, which is awesome too.
Yeah. And you just compare that against somewhere else where HQ's traveling in for it. I mean, I bet if we were in DC or Ohio or Nebraska, wherever for the reunion, and you'd phone in, we're like, hey, Bomber, where's the best place to go grab a burger? I mean, you probably wouldn't know.
I like usually Google.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the that first Star Course up in DC, and I was super stoked to stay at the GoRuck condo. I was like, man, this has been on my list of GoRuck things to do and go hang out or whatever. But, and I love DC, but the traffic there was crazy. It's just crazy to get around in there. And DC is a beautiful place, especially the Georgetown area. But it is, each place has a little bit different vibe and how it is to move around. Like in New Orleans, I always stay in the Magazine Street area, which is in the Garden District. It's a little bit far from the French Quarter, but it's got a different vibe to it. Same thing in San Diego. I like the Pacific Beach area, or Mission Beach is where I usually stay when I go there. And kind of know those places, but it's here. I know every spot to go, where to get gas, where to do this, the good places to stay. And it is, we have that home field advantage here. So we'll see. I look forward to seeing, because ultimately Jason does make the decision on that, of seeing where he chooses to do it next year.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested to see what he chooses. So what was the most surprising thing from the weekend?
Not that much of a surprise. Well, I guess there were two different things. How many people showed up Friday morning for the donut ruck? Because it was over 50 folks and showed up in the rain and didn't care that it was raining and went the ruck down there, had some donuts and all. I was surprised that many people got up that at 07 to come here and do that. Because 50, I mean, that's a pretty good chunk of folks. And then having people that come from so far away, not just say like, not just Switzerland, Japan, and Canada, but like the Dallas-Fort Worth wrecking crew, and they drove straight I-20 across Mississippi, hit I-10, and drove that long panhandle of Florida to get here. People from California, people from lots of D.C. folks, lots of folks from the New York, New Jersey area. It was just really cool. That's the thing that surprises me, is how many people come from so far away to do this every year. And it's that part of it is one of the things that just every year, I mean, I see it over and over again, but it still surprises me.
So the Kadri Rooney Memorial that you had going there, I saw it. I saw the boots. I saw the ruck. Was that his actual ruck? Because it looked like the one that he carried at all his events.
We picked that Ranger Green. It's one of ours. But it had 75 pounds in it. And to kind of honor, Rooney was in the 75th Rangers. So that's why he made it 75 pounds. You know, JC was like, hey, I encourage everyone this weekend to pass this thing around, get under it, carry it as far as you can, but just kind of do that to honor him. So they had that as a team weight and it got passed around the whole amount of the tough. And then when it come back, we set it up and we're actually getting the poster boards and the flag that we had for him and sending it up to his mom where she can get it to his kids. So it was cool having that there. After doing it, we moved it inside on one of the walls and everything. But yeah, we did Ranger Green Ruck with 75 pounds for the 75th Rangers. So it was great. And it was also cool seeing so many of his patches and people wearing his shirts at the event as well. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I'm glad that Gork brought the pre-orders for those back. I mean, I bought two shirts the first time, but I bought two again.
For sure.
He ran some amazing events. Just a super nice guy. Every time he came out to Seattle, I loved hanging out with Kadri Rooney.
Yeah, and also, this year, Kadri Flash is going to be running that Snowdrop event. And he's hoping for 200 people there. So we'll kind of help push that as a custom. For folks that don't know, that the Snowdrop Foundation is one that Rooney did every year that he actually participated in to raise money for children with cancer. So now it's even more special because it's kind of to honor him, but also to raise money for those kids. And to me, that's a really great legacy to leave as well, that he did that type of service for so long. It's something that one of the other cadre that's worked with him is going to be running it and this year to make sure that it's in honoring him to raise more money for that foundation is really cool.
That is really cool. I've got a good Kadri Rooney story that I'll have to tell sometime. Maybe not right now, but between him and Danny Stokes when Danny was running through for one of his Capital Ruck Tour things.
That's awesome.
So it sounds like this weekend went amazing. I mean, you had from Friday to Monday, you had a ton of free events that people could show up to. I mean, the only things that were really paid on there, right, was the reunion tough and the reunion scavenger. And it looks like, I mean, I'm looking at the itinerary in this, it almost seems like a conference.
It actually did. We kind of joked about that a little bit, but it did. It seemed like just a getaway that was all about wrecking, like a conference, and it was great. And like, Angel, even when we did the bar ops after, like, I just, the numbers of people that show up, like having, you know, the 63 is what I counted at one time in there. I mean, you know, it's also cool because it's a boost to our local economy. Having 63 people show up to eat dinner and drink beer and then go to the next spot is cool. And, you know, we would, as the night progressed, we lost more and more people, but there was a solid amount of people when we shut the bars down. But it's that part to me is as fun as doing the events, is hanging out and having a beer and talking to people and hearing them talking about how sucky the tunnel of love was with that many people, and getting in the surf and a lot of people, like just them meeting Bo and having the experience of new cadre. Some had never had JC or Dustin before, and a lot of them hadn't had Jason, and having it, you know, split up at sometimes into groups of four, sometimes into groups of two. Just having that makes it a special event, especially like because a few people are going like, oh my gosh, how's it going to run with this many people? And I was like, smooth as silk, you'll see. So the shout, you know, the cadre do an amazing job, spent with that many people and organizing it and keeping everybody engaged. And it's pretty cool. And it was also cool that like they came and hung out, you know, went to the after parties, hung out after the scavenger, had beers with everyone, had food with them, and just, you know, interacted with the community. That was really cool.
So awesome that Bo came back. I mean, that there was a number of cadre there, because like you said, there were so many people. And so that tunnel of love. So the entire class completed one tunnel of love. So that was an entire football field worth of it, plus some. Yeah.
I think it was over an hour that it took. It was crazy for them to do that. It was a long, that's a lot of low crawling, because I've seen a couple of people post about like, hey, whose knees and elbows are torn up after that. So that was an extremely, I mean, it was a football field plus, because they kind of made an L shape at the end because the field wasn't long enough. So it was crazy seeing that many people do it. And they had a like an observation tower where the referee sat. And I got up there with Nick when he was taking some pictures. I was like, holy crap, this is a lot of people doing. It was pretty. And towards the end, people were getting creative how they were doing it. Like some people were like jump down on their backs and put their feet together. And Jason was like, hey, this is a great idea. I like that y'all thought about this, but every time someone comes up, goes under your feet, since you're laying down and relaxing, you have to do 10 crunches. So the people that were cheating actually, you know, had to pay a price to do that as well. But it was cool. And I looked through a lot of the pictures that Nick posted, and he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I saw a ton of those, and I'll definitely link to them in the show notes. I mean, it's great. And that's another reason why it's so nice having this in by headquarters. I mean, you have all the photography gear is there. You don't have to take, I don't know if he travels with everything, but I've got personally about 7 lenses and 2 or 3 bodies. Oh, yeah. And if I'm traveling, I'm taking a small selection, but if something's happening around here, then you get to have a lot more. So he, you know, had some amazing pictures.
Yeah, sometimes like I've traveled with Nick carrying stuff, especially if he brings like the gimbal for his camera to shoot video. And then he has a GR3 that is just loaded out with camera gear. And then also his, you know, his gear to wear and stuff like that. Nick has a lot of stuff to bring with him when he goes to places. And especially during the events, like this morning we did our donut, like this morning with a teacher appreciation wad, and there's Nick with 2 cameras. And then, you know, we did probably about 4 miles today, and Nick ends up doing probably 6 because he's running back and forth and around us and, you know, taking pictures here and doing that. And at the end of the month, when we do the 12 miler, I joke with him because it's one of the few times he'll ride his bike, because he's like, dude, I end up doing like 15 15, 16 miles of just running all around with all the camera gear. So he gets his bike ruck on during those longer ones.
Well, that's the thing, because you have to take the pictures from either way far ahead or way far behind. I mean, no one wants close-up pictures of someone's ear. So
exactly, exactly.
So you're going up, you're going back, you find an awesome angle, so you're going down the side to catch the crew as they walk through. I mean, you're putting in a lot more distance than the people just rocking the 12.
Yes, and a lot of, like, you know, pretty much running to catch up and get ahead and all that. And he gets his PP in when he rucks and is taking running the camera.
So besides the Tunnel of Love, which sounds like it was a huge, awesome, time consuming, a lot of low crawl. The welcome party at the water sounds like that was pretty awesome.
It was. They thrashed them a good bit, did some sugar cookies, had everyone cover each other with sand. There were a couple of people there that I knew that were actually throwing sand at me. And they got them in the surf and PT'd them for a while. It was cool seeing people getting thrashed in the water. And then they did some sandbag relays, filling up sandbags with sand, doing those relays. You know, even at the soccer fields, they had some of the sleds that the football players used, and they had to push them around in some relays. So there was a lot of fun stuff. And you know how the cadre are, man. They'll find some cool stuff for everybody to carry. I think at one time there was 80 to 100 of the little sandbags everyone was carrying. So it was about half the people carrying team weight. So that was pretty cool, too.
No kidding. And I mean, leave it to the cadre to find stuff. Fun stuff for people to carry. And like we've said the entire show, having it on your home turf, you know where all the fun stuff's hiding.
Exactly. And we had some fun. Like JC, I'd posted on there, he had messaged me, like, hey, can people jump off the pier? And then we posted it on there as, you know, to be funny, and everyone's like, no, you can't jump off, it's illegal. So I like seeing people get fired up when we have a little fun with them on there. And then one of the things I posted, which actually had to retract, I was like, if you're new, you don't have to show up with weight. The cadre will take care of that for you. So there's a couple of new people that are like, hey, so I don't show up with any weight? And they're like, no, do not listen to that. Make sure that you have weight. So that was pretty fun.
People who don't know Bomber, reading Bomber comments and taking it as gospel.
That's right. Yeah, there's everyone's fault where they tell me don't comment as Go Ruck. I have to comment as myself. So that way there's a little bit of separation. But usually on some of the things, if I post and it's kind of out there, I will put sign my name on it when I post. So folks know.
Yeah, people know that when they get to you, they're like, oh, it's Bomber. Okay, so we can just disregard the past 3 minutes of our life.
Exactly. Oh, I also had people, since there were a lot of Marines there, and you know Marines love to eat crayons, I told people like, hey, bring some crayons up here. So Emily helped me find, there's an after-school program down in Neptune Beach that is always in need of donations. So gathered up the 30 or 40 or 20, how many boxes of crayons it was, and donated it to them. And I want to thank all the JRTs that brought crayons. They were beyond excited that we thought of them and brought those crayons down to them. So it was cool. So that's one thing I'm going to start doing at all the events we have here, the large ones. At HQ. So when we have selection here, or big HTL in the fall, and anytime that we have the reunion here, I'm going to ask the GRTs to bring, you know, crayons and other school supplies, and we'll continue to support that after school program.
So speaking of supporting programs, and that kind of sounds like a service project, it sounds like the reunion TUF had a pretty awesome service project attached to it.
Yes. Well, we have there's a detective that works here locally that we have a good relationship with. And JC reached out to her. They went up there, they split the group in half. The other half was getting thrashed. And then they came to the police department and they washed like three or four of the crime scene vans, five or six of the police cars, some of the detective cars, the undercover cars. And while people were, they did kind of a round robin with it. So there's also people that had to do, I think, it was, as a team, 500 dips, 500 push-ups, and 500 pull-ups. So there were people kind of rotating through that. So there were some people that could do three or four push-ups, some people that were doing
you know, 20, same thing with the pull-ups and the dips or whatever. And we had a ton of CrossFit people in our local CrossFit box, Black Hive CrossFit. Man, there were some of those studs that were pumping out 20, 30 of the dips at a time. So they use the PT area the police use and kind of rotate it out with the washing. So it wasn't just washing cars and fun. You were also getting your sweat on as well, too. So finished that up. Everyone lined up. And then that's when they took us down beach, is one of the major roads down here back to HQ. So they went 10 blocks or so with a police escort walking down a, you know, five-lane or humping down, rucking down a five-lane road was pretty impressive looking.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And thankfully, because Nick was there, you got some pictures of that, if I'm correct.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, it'll come out soon, too. Andy runs the marketing department. He also got a ton of video, too, and I'm not sure when that's going to come out, but it should be out soon.
Awesome. I can't wait to watch it. You guys have a good marketing team over there.
We do. I joke all the time about, like, oh, I can't stand marketing team, but it's kind of an inside joke with me. They do a fantastic job. The graphic design guys do a great job. Kendra with handling all our emails, Nate and them with the e-commerce stuff and the whatever kind of sorcery he's doing. Like, they do a fantastic job. And it's the quality, too, of what they produce is really, really awesome.
No kidding. I was really bummed I couldn't make it down there this year for reunion, but I've talked to my wife, and I think next year should definitely be a possibility. There's no planned surgeries for next year, so I've got that going for me.
Heck yeah. Yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah, the recovery for Mason was a lot crazier than anticipated, so had to change some stuff up last minute. We haven't really gone over the scavenger at all.
It was fun. Cadre Rick even came and participated on one of the teams. Him and Kent were on a team together. They actually won. So I was like, it was funny to me that like one of our cadre that was on the team and one of the HQ guys were on the team that won. We'll have to look into that. Look at that closer. One of the things was to find me and have a picture and a beer with me. And like I said before, a lot of folks know I like Blind Rabbit. They have murals of all these rabbits in there. And there's a place called Hot Pinger that has a rabbit mural, well, a jackalope. And I took a selfie with that and then sent it to Ruth, who runs our scavenger Instagram. And she posted a picture of it on there. And so everyone was running around Blind Rabbit. And a few people like that had my number, were blowing me up on Facebook, going like, hey, where are you? When did you leave Blind Rabbit? I was like, never been to Blind Rabbit today. So a couple of folks just figured out. So we were setting out on the patio, so people walking by could kind of see us too. It was with Bo, JC, and Dustin, and a couple other GRTs that were hanging out. So it was pretty cool for people from the walk by and go, oh, there they are. And then a few of them did figure out where the rabbit mural was. So then the other things they had to find, like where the original PX was for the Go Rock down at Atlantic Beach. And if you search hard enough, you can find the address for it. So a couple of folks had asked, had sent a picture out of me standing in front of that door in 2013 when I did the trek here. And then there's a couple other spots up and down the beach. So they put some good miles in to do this one. And it was a mini scav. I think it was about 3.5 hours. And then we all come back to HQ and then had beer. And then later on that evening, went to go eat and have a good time.
What was the participation numbers like between the scav and the tough the night before?
Around 200 at the tough, and I think there was 107 or 108 at the scavenger.
So that's still a decent-sized scavenger event.
It was. It was. It was a pretty good turnout for that. I mean, there was a lot of people that needed to travel on Sunday just to get back to work Monday that missed out on it. And then we had a lot of people that didn't do the tough that did the scavenger. I saw a lot of new faces there, and then a lot of local people that did it that weren't able to make the tough either. So, and then a ton of folks that did both. So there was a good mix on both of them, and we had new people at both of them, which was pretty cool.
It's kind of nice having that GRT reunion scavenger event as well, because I mean, there are people who are part of the GRT community who haven't done a tough event. They've done lights, and maybe they don't want to do their first event traveling as a tough, so they can show exactly up and do the scav.
Yeah, and there was a couple of local folks that had only done lights before, And, you know, we're wanting to do a tough, and I'm like, hey, if you want to do a really fun tough that's awesome, do the reunion and kind of, you know, see how it is doing one for that long, and then jump into one of the ones where, not that they don't thrash you as much, but the reunion is more fun-based than most toughs that you do.
Yeah, it sure looked like it from the pictures. And, I mean, with that many participants, you probably don't get quite the one-on-one that you do at the smaller 15 to 20 person tough classes where the cadre is right there in your face seeing you not complete the push-ups to how you should be.
Exactly.
So a cadre team plus GROK employee team won the scav down there?
Yes, they certainly did. I think that what helped Kit and Cadre Rick and their team do so well is they are, man, Kit and him are fast ruckers. So Kit has a super long stride, and I think that that's what really helped them was their movement for the event, because they clicked off going to all the points really freaking quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got the hometown knowledge too, right? You can see
yeah,
some
both of
those.
Of them live here. Exactly. So they did some good work on it.
I believe it. And especially when you're doing some of the, like the mini scav, like you said, 3.5 hours. I mean, a lot of that is how quick can you get point to point to point?
Most certainly. And it's the beats is small, but they had some really good, the points that they were hitting. There was, I mean, down where the old PX is from here is almost 3 miles. So that's a pretty good, that eats up, you know, a good chunk of time getting down there and back of that shorter time period.
Absolutely. So is there anything that we might have missed going over the GRT reunion weekend or anything else you want to talk about on it?
I think we touched about on everything of it. My main message for people is to, you know, if you get the opportunity to do one, most certainly do it. If you're going to travel for an event, come to the reunion because it's fun and it's our family reunion. We want to see each other. We want to see you. We want to hang out with you. And also for like at HQ, like it was when I was a GRT before I worked at GROK and did New Orleans, I was just stoked to hang around from all of our friends in GROK, but stoked to hang around with people from HQ, do the event with them, meet them, hang out with them. And now that I work here, it's the same thing. I'm like seeing GRTs that are friends, meeting new people. And we just like, it's our opportunity to show the community how much we appreciate them. And that's kind of what we discussed when we had meetings beforehand, is like, we want to be the best host possible. And Laren and her team, the event side, just do a great job with their parts of making sure that people, when they come here, feel welcome and that we appreciate, because we wouldn't be here without them.
I love it. And one of the things that's going to be so awesome for people who are thinking if they want to do Reunion 6 or not is that all of the photos, all the video, the schedule's out there. I mean, people can see, we've got this podcast, what happened, and if that sounds like an awesome vacation weekend, so that when GROK drops the date, you can start planning. People will know that they might want to take the Friday off before because there's events happening that Friday morning. They might want to take that Monday off because people are hanging out Sunday night. So you can have a good plan on how much time you should be blocking off for this and your travel arrangements.
Most certainly. And then we're close. There was a couple of people that even went down, like they brought their family down here, did the event, and then Sunday they went down and you know, spent a day or two up at Disney. Because I saw a couple of pictures of people posting their Disney, their reunion tough patch while they're walking around Disney, which was pretty cool. And then we have some great parks. There's Michler Beach to the south here where you can hunt shark's teeth. So there's a lot of cool stuff for the family to do too if you want to make it like a vacation weekend.
You're kind of talking this up that Reunion 6 will be at Jack's again.
For sure. It could very well. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll
I might
see.
Be pushing New Orleans a little bit, but either, I mean, no matter where, it's like I'm stoked to do it anywhere. The more I've done, the more I'm like, hey, I don't care where it happens as long as it does happen.
It sounds like GROK's going to be doing more of this kind of destination event. I mean, we've got Breg Heavy, right? And that's always over there. We've got GROK Reunion, which may or may not continue to be in Jacksonville. But I just saw the originals hit the website. And it looks like that's going to be the same location every single year, year over year. And Ton Tavern's probably going to be the same spot every year.
For sure. There might be another Marine Corps event coming up as well. Not saying what or giving any more hints, but when I heard about that, I was like, holy crap, that's going to be awesome too. But, and so far, I mean, there's 60 plus people signed up to do the Ton Tavern event on the Marine Corps birthday in Philadelphia. And I'm stoked about that. And I saw, man, there's a lot of guys that are Army guys that are coming. Luke MC was a mortarman in the Army, and he's going to be up there. So all services, civilians, all brave. If you want to learn about the Marine Corps and the birthplace of the Marine Corps, that is the event to do. I'm beyond stoked. The Patch has Ton Tavern, the bar that the Marine Corps was born in, and I'm super stoked. Dell did a great job of that patch. He's been killing it on some of the designs.
So will you be there for that event?
I will be doing that event.
Awesome. So if you're listening, you want to do an event with Bomber, check out Ton Tavern.
I'm a little bit worried about that event. I've never done a cold, that's in November. It'll start on November 9th and index on November 10th, which is the Marine Corps' birthday. And I had to talk with Ken. I'm like, I don't know what to wear in cold weather. I know we're going to get in water since it's a Marine Corps event. And I'm like, it's going to be cold. It's going to be miserable. I'm like, because every event that I've done, I've wore shorts in. I think the only one I've wore pants in was the one in Austin. And besides that, I've done just shorts. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to get with some of our GRTs from up north and get them to school me on what to wear in the cold weather.
Yeah, we don't get the cold weather out here in Seattle really either. I mean, the lowest it dips is the 30s usually. So it'll be interesting.
And certainly. It's going to be fun. But yeah, if you want to do an event with me this year, sign up for Ton Tavern. I'm excited.
I want to make it out there for that. We'll see. We'll see how travel stuff shapes up. But yeah, well, I think we've got everything covered for this. Gone through my notes. It just sounds like it was such an awesome, awesome time. I wish I'd been able to make it out there, but I can't imagine leaving Katie here at home with Mason. He was going nuts. And so, yeah, I don't know if I would have had a family to come back to at the end of it.
Well, man, one thing, like Jason has said to me before and everything, it's like family first. And you got to take care of your family. Like, I love people doing Go Ruck and stuff like that, but family always comes first. We'll have other events. We'll have other reunions. So
for sure.
Got to take care of the home front for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And his surgery was good. Super successful. Good. And
there you go.
Bomber, thank you so much again for taking all this time to chat with me. It's been a while since we talked. I've been kind of like secluded since Mason's surgery because it's just been so crazy over here. But man, it's awesome to touch base and just chat.
I know. I always look forward to talking to you. It's awesome. We need to do it more.
We do. And we'll do an event together sometime coming up. I'm sure of it.
Awesome. I do hope you can make the Ton Tavern one. I'd like to see well over, we've got 60 so far, which I was blown away with that many. And I see a lot of them, like Jim Herrings, Glenn McDonald, a couple other GRTs that are Marines are going to be there. But I'd like to see, you know, way, way over 100 people there. That would be awesome.
If I can make it out there, I'll bring my recording equipment. We can do a post-event podcast at a bar somewhere. It'll be super noisy, but it'll be awesome.
That would be great. Those are the best kind. Tired drinking Bomber is always fun too.
Who knows what we'll end up with?
It'll be great.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 100. I truly appreciate you listening to it, sticking around to the end. I've had a ton of fun over the past almost 2 years. And I just want you to know again that you are truly appreciated. Thank you so much. If you want to get links to anything we talked about in this episode, you can always hit up the show notes. They might be in your app, or you can head on over to alldayruckoff.com, search for podcast 100, or just go to alldayruckoff.com/episodes/podcast-100. It feels weird to say that. I'm used to saying zero and then the numbers. It's kind of exciting. If you want to support the All Day Ruck Off podcast, there's a few ways that you can do that. There's no cost options, like you can leave a review on either Apple Podcasts or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Ruck Off and we'll show right up.
The other no-cost option is to just share the podcast with friends and fellow Ruckers. Even though we have over 100 episodes already recorded and out there, there are still people who find the podcast. Episode 99 was someone's first listen ever. And so there are still people out there who have not heard the podcast. So if you know someone and you are listening to an episode and you think they might get a kick out of it, it's awesome if you send that over. I've received feedback from people whose friends have shared it with them, and they were really thankful because some of those episodes motivated them and pushed them to sign up for something that was more difficult than what they were currently training for. And that's not always GoArc events. If you want to help fund the podcast, you can do so by either making purchases in the All Day Ruck Off online store, alldayruckoff.com/store. I think there's 99 different items in there right now, so a bunch of stuff. Or if you're making purchases from a GoRuck, you can use our link acrt.us/GoRuck or alldayruckoff.com/GoRuck. And there's a solid chance that GoRuck will help us out there. And finally, a new way to help support the podcast, I've got a Patreon account set up. So if you want access to bonus All Day Ruck Off content, videos, and some other fun stuff, you can head on over there and check it out, patreon.com/alldayruckoff or acrt.us/patreon. Still figuring out how all that works over there, but having a ton of fun with it. Already have two different videos shared on there and a couple polls about what kind of gear I should be reviewing next. So if that's something you're interested in, check it out. There's also a link in the show notes. Sorry this outro ran long. Again, just want to circle back around. Thank you so much for all the support. Thank you for helping me get to 100 episodes. You downloading the episodes means a lot, and I'm just so thankful. If you ever want to reach out and chat, as always, you can send me an email, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, @alldayruckoff.com, and I'd love to chat. As always, don't forget, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.